is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore's listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Five former Memphis police officers charged in the death of Tyre Nichols are pleading not guilty. Nichols died 3 days after a confrontation with police during a traffic stop. Officials are attempting to reassure Ohio residents following a huge train derailment 2 weeks ago.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine says a plume of chemicals that spilled into the Ohio River from a fiery train derailment has broken up and is no longer a concern. DeWine says air tests inside and outside of homes in the village of East Palestine found no traces of chemicals. But DeWine says he understands why residents who have lingering headaches and irritated eyes remain skeptical.
Residents deserve an answer. They have suffered a great deal. This has been a traumatic time for them.
A clinic will open within days. At least five lawsuits have been filed against railroad operator Norfolk Southern. Audio courtesy WSYX WTTE. I'm Norman Hall.
U.S. military raid in Syria kills a senior Islamic leader.
The helicopter raid in northeast Syria left the ISIS leader dead, and four American service members were wounded during that military operation.
An explosion during the raid also resulted in four U.S. troops and one of the working dogs suffering some injuries.
The National Security Council's John Kirby says the troops and working dog are in stable condition. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Emails between sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein and a former J.P. Morgan executive have come to light in a court this week, part of a lawsuit filed by the U.S. Virgin Islands against J.P. Morgan. The lawsuit says the bank facilitated Epstein's sex trafficking by handling payments. One email exchange has references to Snow White and Beauty and the Beast. The suit alleges the names of Disney princesses were used as code for the young women Epstein trafficked. More on these stories at townhall.com.
As the Biden administration ratchets up its war on Americans' right to keep and bear arms, a groundbreaking new book from Regnery Publishing pushes back and offers hope for the future. Professional firearms instructor and veteran gun store owner Larry Correa's new book, In Defense of the Second Amendment, pulls back the curtain on Washington's gun-grabbing agenda and how you can protect your rights. You'll learn why gun-free zones are more dangerous for college students and average citizens, how so-called gun control laws handcuff law-abiding Americans while allowing dangerous violent criminals to run wild in our cities, and offers solid details on how America has a history of gun ownership that is under attack by liberals in Congress. If you care deeply about protecting your Second Amendment rights and keeping your family safe, you must read In Defense of the Second Amendment, new from Regnery, available now at Amazon.com and wherever books are sold.
There are more survivors of the earthquake in Turkey.
The latest rescues come as crews began clearing up debris in cities devastated by the earthquake. Neslihan Kilic, a 29-year-old mother of two, has been removed from the rubble of a building in Karamanmaraş after being trapped for 258 hours. The rescue occurred, the private DHA news agency reports, when a forklift operator lifted her bed and noticed her hand moving. In the city of Antakya, police rescue crews found 12-year-old Osman alive after retrieving 17 bodies from a collapsed building. I'm Charles Duradasma.
The husband of country singer Kelly Pickler is dead from an apparent suicide. The Nashville Police Department said Pickler's husband, Kyle Jacobs, shot himself in their home Friday. Pickler and Jacobs starred on I Love Kelly Pickler for three seasons. Jacobs worked as a songwriter. News and analysis at townhall.com. A spy at Berlin's British embassy who sold secrets to Russia and was caught in an undercover sting has been jailed for 13 years and 2 months.
David Smith was a security guard at the embassy. In 2020, police obtained a letter he'd sent to a Russian general passing on the names, addresses and phone numbers of colleagues, along with documents and information about security passes. MI5 then mounted an undercover operation, using two staff posing as Russians to demonstrate Smith's willingness to share information, including videos filmed inside the embassy. Police wouldn't discuss further details of what Smith is thought to have passed on, but said it had put British embassy staff at risk.
BBC correspondent Tom Simmons. Michigan State University using donations to cover medical expenses for the victims of last week's school shooting. As of Friday, the Spartan Fund raised nearly $140,000. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Cold numbers to get us into the weekend forecast with some upper 20s near 30 overnight tonight and a chill in the air for the top of the weekend. Our temps do head uphill for the weekend with 50 degrees Saturday afternoon, 57 by Sunday, and some 60s back in play towards Monday and Tuesday early next week. But everyone reaching for the heaters and the jackets and the sweaters here into the weekend with 30 degrees overnight tonight, early morning. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Live late night radio is alive and well on WCBM. Hi, I'm Frank Morano, and I want to bring you to the other side of midnight from 1 to 5 a.m. every Monday through Friday, where you'll get to hear about some of the news that didn't make it to the front page. My show also features celebrity interviews, in-depth discussion of pop culture, humorous stories from my own life. Join me dark and early from 1 to 5 a.m. for a live overnight party called The Other Side of Midnight, only on WCBM 680.
Everybody's talking about regenerative medicine now because people who have joint pain are getting real, lasting relief without drugs or surgery. Hi, it's Sean Casey. QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in this exciting treatment. They use highly concentrated healing agents from your own body to restore and repair damaged joint tissue. If you have ongoing joint pain from arthritis or injury, you need to call OC Kinetics. Don't assume that steroids and surgery are your only option. Times have changed, and regenerative medicine can get you moving again with no downtime. Stop taking the pain meds and discover this remarkable alternative that pro athletes have been using for years. Thanks to QC Kinetics, this amazing treatment option is now available for folks like you and me who are sick and tired of joint pain. Don't put this off any longer. Spring is coming and you want to enjoy all that life has to offer. Call QC Kinetics now. Get a free consultation with local medical professionals at QC Kinetics 410-989-PAIN. That's 410-989-PAIN.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employers, and advertisers of WCBM. But they should be.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. This is Alan Ellis, and I hope you can hear me because I can't hear myself, but that's not unusual. Can you hear me, Aaron? That's all that matters. Loud and clear. Good. Well, I hope the listeners can hear me, so I hope that that's true. And maybe somebody will say, yeah, we hear you loud and clear, which is great, which is great. So, Robin's present. She'll be joining us in a minute here. She's working on something over there. So, and just waking up. So, how was your week, everybody? Mine was interesting. I was all over the state delivering Maryland Hunting Quarterly magazines last week, or this past week, and came down with a little sinus infection. I'm not sure if it's from the tooth extraction or what, but pushed through it for a few days. Attended a meeting for sponsored by DNR on Thursday and met a giant number of people there that are, you know, NGOs, non-government organization, DNR personnel, organizations from all over the state, and even Bill Miles was there. So that was a Wildlife and Heritage Service meeting on R3. I'll tell you what R3 is here in just a second. But yesterday, Friday, I was done. I did a little work here in the office, and I was just didn't feel like going out, didn't feel like I liked the weather, I was not 100%. But you know what? Bounced back a little bit this morning. The tremendous sinus headache that put me down yesterday is almost gone, and I feel semi-normal. So I'm very happy with that. I might sniff a little bit. I might cough a little bit. Might clear my throat a little bit. Don't mean to do that in your ear, but just how it is, folks. I've never lied to you about anything, and I never will. So there you go. A lot of discussion about R3. I don't know if anybody knows what R3 is here in Maryland, but the Wildlife and Heritage Service has got their act together, and it's typical bureaucracy. Define what it is. Define who the partners are. Define who the the objectives and that type of thing. But if you don't know what R3 is, R3 is recruitment, bringing new hunters into the field, retention, that's keeping who we have, and reactivation of someone who may have stopped hunting and left the field for the time being, and bringing them back into the fold. Well, a big part of that, of course, is recruitment, bringing new hunters in, youth, females, people who have never hunted before but think they might want to. And then, the second part is keeping everybody here. And then the third part is reactivation. And, of course, it is all about conservation. Hunting licenses and the number of people participating, and I've explained this before, have a lot to do with federal reimbursement of wildlife restoration funds and fisheries restoration funds and things like that. So, more people involved, the more money is given to the state in form of federal rebate, federal contribution on about a 3-to-1 basis. So those who don't participate who have quit and aren't buying licenses anymore, well, it's costly in more ways than one. So the hearing on SB 327 was Wednesday. It went well. There are several aspects to this bill that people need to know about, and only one of the aspects is the raising of the hunting license fees. And I don't think it's horrible. So there hasn't been a hunting license fee since 1989, increased since 1989. A couple stamps here and there, but nothing significant. And this is not that significant. We're going to go from a junior resident, right now at $10.50 to $15. A regular license will go from $24.50 to $35. The senior resident over 65 will stay at $5. Non-resident will go from $130 to $160. Non-resident junior will go from 65 to 80. Non-resident three-day waterfowl will go from 45 to 65. A resident apprentice license will go from 10 to 15, which is similar to a junior license. A non-resident apprentice will go from 20 to 40. Non-resident trapping license will go from 25.50 to 50. No change in the bow and arrow stamp, no change in the non-resident bow and arrow stamp, no change in the black powder stamp, no change in the non-resident powder stamp. Maryland migratory game bird is $9, will go to $15. A resident bonus antler deer, the bonus deer will no change at $10. Resident bonus antlerless deer, non-resident bonus antler deer, $25, no change. Resident sick of deer, there is none, but there will be a $10 sick of deer tag. Non-resident sick of deer tag will go to $25. Individual fur bearer at $5, no change. Group fur bearer will go from $10 to $50, which is a good thing, because the group fur bearer is a $10 tag that is obtained by groups who chase foxes on horseback. Now, you and I have, if we want to shoot a coyote or a fox, we or you know any of the predators, we have to pay a $5 fee. As a group of 50 hunters and 50 dogs chasing foxes for a day or for a season, they only have to pay $10, okay, to chase fox. That goes now to $50, which is a reasonable increase in my estimation. All right.
Some of those are high.
Huh?
I think some of those increases seem high. Not that one. I get what you're saying. But I think some of them are significant for people in this economy.
Why don't you put your headphones on?
I'm gonna.
Okay. The most significant increases to Robin says she thinks some of those increases are high for the non-residents.
No.
Maybe so.
I think they're high because I think in this economy, people can't. Now's all the time that we go to raise them when we're having a bad economy. This is not a good time.
You got to put your headphones on.
I can't
do that. So she wants to talk to me and wants me to talk to you. I can't do it. So anyway, our phone number here is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. If you'd like to win tickets to the National Outdoor Show, which is coming up Friday night and Saturday, give us a call. And if you want to go, don't just call to win tickets and win them and then take somebody's opportunity away. We fully expect people that win tickets to attend. The National Outdoor Show is in South Dorchester at South Dorchester School in, I have the address somewhere. I'll get it for you here shortly. But it's going to be the Friday night and Saturday coming up. And World Muskrat Skinning Championship, Bucks, Bears, Stags will be there to measure deer. And I've got some breaking news on that I'll tell you about here shortly. So that's how you win the tickets, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. There she is. Hi.
Sorry. Can you hear me?
I can't hear you a bit. But the listeners can, so.
I know, but I just want you to understand what I'm saying, too.
Okay, go ahead.
Anyway, I said I think the out-of-state ones, I understand.
Yeah.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
Totally, because we want to, I know we want to increase our economy, but we want to be fair to the people in our state. Okay.
Right.
But I thought some of those, the raise of some of those were significant. Because with this economy, people are having a hard enough time affording things. You don't want to keep them away from hunting. And if
right.
you raise it, that percentage, what was the adult one?
It goes from $24.50 to $35.
Yeah, so it's $11.
Right, exactly. That's okay. Not bad. But
it's an $11 raise. But
let me ask you this question. What you were making in 1989, okay, if that stayed the same all the way through till now, would you be able to make it?
I'm not making it now in Social Security.
That's not the point.
I know, but, yes, but right now we're getting hit hard in the economy. Now, all these years that we were doing good, you didn't raise them, okay? Now the economy is being hit hard, okay? And if I have to make up my mind of buying a dozen eggs or paying the increase in the hunting license, and I'm not a hunter, I know, I'll hear about it, I'm going to buy my eggs for my family, and I'm not going to hunt because I can't afford the raise. And I know it sounds like $11 is not a lot, but for some people in this economy and their pay scale, okay, that is a large amount of money, and I don't agree with it.
Okay.
And you didn't don't do that.
Nope, we're fine. No, I understand 100% where you're coming from. I really do. So there are other parts of this bill that are demanded by the public, demanded by the hunters, and one of those is a sick of deer stamp and a non-resident sick of deer stamp. That is what people, if you go online and look about any of the sick of deer sites, everybody wants to know.
I didn't say anything wrong
anymore.
With that.
No, I don't think so.
I said the percentage that they raised them, some of them, I think, was the regular, everyday hunting ones, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Not the additions, not the little specialties, okay?
Right.
But the everyday hunting ones, for some people, in their economic stance, I think it's going to be difficult.
Okay. Okay.
I know what I just paid for three. For how many bags came yesterday for the groceries?
50.
They were not 50 because there's only 50 pieces in the groceries. I know how many pieces were in the groceries. You didn't get a bag per grocery. How many bags came yesterday?
I don't know. 30.
So we paid $10 a bag.
Okay.
And the stuff we got was not expensive meats or anything.
No.
So, yeah, I got an issue with that amount, that percentage.
Okay.
And I don't hunt. So.
No, I know you don't hunt. But you got to understand, and I'm not arguing with you. I'm just putting this out here for the folks, that the amount of federal matching money that was left on the table because of our low hunting license fees over the past 30 years has been tens of millions of dollars. We're not getting the matching money that we should be getting here in Maryland to sustain our wildlife management. Look, our organization, Bucks, Bears, Stags, is all about wildlife management.
Okay, I understand that.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
I also understand we left money. Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
And the people who didn't raise them when people were doing good, that's on them. But don't raise it when people are doing bad.
We tried to raise that. I say we because I was in the fight maybe 15 years ago when John Griffith was Maryland Secretary of Department of Natural Resources. What?
I understand that. Okay? And whoever turned it down, whoever vetoed it, it's their issue. Okay? They messed up. They left that money sitting on the table.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
But when you're in economic hard times.
Right.
Don't raise it that percentage.
Well, let's see what the General Assembly wants to do with it. It's not up to us as individuals. It's up to the General Assembly.
That's why I understand that. I'm just never mind.
This bill was presented by a senator, and it's sponsored by quite a few senators, and then now it has a matching bill in the House, and first thing it has to do is clear committee. Now, there's a provision in there to allow Sunday waterfowl hunting. All right.
Uh-huh.
the proponents were the Pro Hunting Organization, Hunters of Maryland, and so forth. Even the Humane Society of the United States testified in favor of this legislation because of the funding mechanism that it allows. Okay, there's almost $100,000 in there. No, there's more than that. There's $900,000 in this bill to fund this R3 program that I'm talking about, to hire more people for DNR, to promote hunting and fishing. It's an establishment of a fund. There's a sick of deer stamp. There's the Sunday waterfowl hunting. And that seems to be the most opposed provision of this bill, Sunday waterfowl hunting. I know a lot of folks on the shore don't like Sunday waterfowl hunting. And the people that testified against Sunday waterfowl hunting, believe this or not, were the guides and outfitters here in Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
So I get your point. I get your point 100%. I don't like to pay more either. Okay? As a senior, I only pay $5 for my resident license, but I will pay $10 for a Sika deer stamp. You know, I don't see a problem in that. And I will my waterfowl permit for Maryland, I'll pay another $6 for that. I'm okay with that. But I get your point about the economy, and a lot of people in our society may have a tough time with it. So, hey, folks, do you have a beautiful fireplace that you never use? Well, we had one, too. Just a hole in the wall that sucked the heat out of the room, and we fixed that when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected an EX35 gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation. They provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Well, guess what? With the popularity of pellet stoves today, the same company, Enviro, manufactures a beautiful pellet stove insert, just like our gas insert. They also can provide you with a freestanding pellet stove for your auxiliary heat or even your primary heat in your home. There's another company called Regency. They have gas inserts as well, but the Regency folks have decided to go with wood as their other offering from their company. They have freestanding wood-fired stoves and wood fireplace inserts. So, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands, and now's a good time to take a look. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon, so you'll be ready for the future. Cold weather will be here sooner than you think, like next year, because we don't have we have any cold weather right now. But, you know, look, plan for your future. Visit BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That number is 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They're open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue in Graysonville. If it's heat you want, well, Hearth America. That, right there. Hearth America is the fireplace. Our friends at Clyde Sports Shop, they're having a sale coming up. Their fishing sale comes up once a year. It's a 10-day Let's Go Fishing sale. And mark the date for March 17th. That's when it opens. You can get that all that new line on your old reels from just 1.5 cents a yard. Just take your empty spools and they'll fill it with new line. It doesn't include the Braid Power Pro, but it does include everything else. Store-wide sale, fishing rods, reels, combos, and all fishing tackle, 10% off. Excludes bait and licenses, of course. Hey, you know, it's the only place around that I know of you can get a nice Shakespeare ugly stick or rods and reels from Pfluger. Pen spinning reels are on sale featuring the Battle 3 series. The Pfluger President series are also on sale. Kids combos from 1995 and all rod and reel combos, and they have some great ones, are on sale. Check out their selection of St. Croix rods as well. Clyde's has live bait, frozen bait, minnows, licenses, rod repairs, lures, hooks, weights, and terminal tackle for perch, trout, panfish, and bass, rockfish, circle hooks, bucktails, umbrellas, and parachutes. Stop by 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. Phone number there, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop, open 7 days a week. We'll be right back.
The Great American Outdoor Show is the world's largest outdoor sports show. February 4th through the 12th in Harrisburg. 1,000 exhibitors and manufacturers. More than 200 expert demos and seminars. 400 hunting and fishing outfitters. Plus events and entertainment for the whole family, including an NRA country concert featuring Brantley Gilbert and Jacob Bryant. It's hunting, fishing, and everything outdoors. Tickets on sale now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On-Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On-Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot,
practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Comes Froggy.
I love this song.
Froggy went a-courtin' and he did ride, uh-huh. Froggy went a-courtin' and he did ride, uh-huh. Froggy went a-courtin' and he did ride a sword and a pistol by his side, uh-huh. He rode right up to Miss Mouse's door, uh-huh.
Let me
ask. I like that.
He rode right up to Miss Mouse's door, uh-huh. He rode right up to Miss Mouse's door and he hit it so hard that he made it roar, uh-huh.
All right, there's Froggy.
I love Froggy.
Let's talk to Glenn. Morning, Glenn.
Hi, Glenn.
Hey, Alan, Robin. How you all?
Doing good. How about you?
Okay, I guess. Now, what time frame does that thing, this next Saturday, run? What time does it start, Alan?
I believe it starts
at... If I get there.
Well, I hope you do, buddy. Let's see. I don't have the time on the commercial. Give me a minute here. Give me a second.
I think you told Brian like 9 or 10.
I think it's 10 on Saturday, Glenn, but I'll find out for just a minute. I got to look it up here. We have our guys there at 10, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Because last time they were earlier and we were late because of the show.
Uh-huh. All right. Let's see, National Outdoor Show .org. Where is it? Saturday, Friday, 5 till Saturday, Mountain Doors matinee opens at 10:30 a.m. But I think 10.
Yeah, 10 is good.
Yeah, 10 is good, yeah. 10's good.
I probably get there that afternoon. Well, I was saying, I got right now, I got to...
Oh, here it is.
Here, but no run.
Yeah, doors open at 9 a.m. The show starts at 10:30, which is the on-stage stuff. So,
right.
All right, so you can go there at 9 o'clock. I think I'll have our guys there close to 9 as possible, so...
Mm-hmm.
Yep, we'll be introducing our new guy, John Melvin, at the show, a new Boone and Crockett, Pope and Young Measure, and Chuck Wilcox will be there. Doug Wigfield's going to be here Friday night. At least that's the plan. So hopefully all will go well with everybody there. We'll get some nice deer in. So how about that?
Mm.
Yep.
Unless we can get something.
What's that?
Yeah, okay. Say we got an issue, might be somebody to watch my mom or something, because if my daughter has class.
Right.
Saturday afternoon.
He's going to try to find a way to get there.
Oh, yeah, I get that. Yep, I get that. So.
Yep.
I got you. So.
Yep.
So. All right, buddy. Well.
We've had an extraordinary warm this winter so far.
But you're not kidding.
Don't get to a point and change and go the opposite way extreme.
Yeah, I don't know. It's depressing me that we haven't had a bit of snow, Glenn. I'm sorry, but it is depressing the heck out of me.
Robin loves the snow, and she's very disappointed in this year's weather.
Especially with my grandkids at the age they're at. I was so ready to play in the snow with them, get them in the little snow suits and get them out there running around, not be able to stand up. So this is added to my seasonal moaning.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, all right, buddy. Well, maybe we'll see you Saturday. Let's hope we go there. Yeah. If you can't make it, hand your tickets off to somebody who can make it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I haven't got them yet, so.
But no, you haven't. You're
They're
right.
They're all going in the mail Monday.
They're all going in the mail on Monday. That's for sure. So as soon as we figure out who we got today, we'll do that. So.
Actually, Tuesday, Monday's a holiday. I just remembered.
Oh, that's right, it is. So, well, maybe we'll stick them in the box Sunday.
President's Day.
Yep, President's Day is right. So, all right, buddy, you have a wonderful day.
Yeah, you too.
All right.
See you later. Take it easy, Glenn.
Thanks,
Glenn. See you next week, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. 410 WCBM 680. Anybody on the line there, bud? Aaron? Okay. Yesterday, our official measure, Bob Newton, measured the largest six-point stag we believe ever measured in Maryland. Sycadeer stag. Didn't quite make 80 inches, but it was 79 3/8 gross, 76 2/8 gross. This puts him at number two in the firearm spot, second only to Tim Krause's eight-point stag. There's quite a story behind this, and Jeff Oberdorf, the hunter, is writing it for us. We'll have it in the quarterly. We'll have it in the upcoming new record book. The deer was not tremendously tall, 12 and 13-inch main beams, but the hooks, the first point, were both over 8 inches, and the two number twos, that's the second point up, were 6 and 7 inches, respectively. So this is just an amazing, amazing animal. Folks, you need to go on Bucks, Bears, Stags Facebook page and check it out. It is a tremendous Sycadeer stag, one of the biggest ever seen, ever measured in the state of Maryland, number two firearms record. So we don't know what the gross score was for Jeff Krause's stag, but it just beats this one by a little bit. So we are very, very happy to measure this stag and promote it and talk about it. It just goes to show our wonderful wildlife here in Maryland, wonderful wildlife. And we just are so proud that we were able to measure that one. So check it out on the Facebook page, and then come see us if you have a deer to measure at the National Outdoor Show. That's Friday night, Saturday. We're giving tickets away today. If you'd like to win two tickets, we're giving two pairs away. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Let's talk to Bill down there in Arbutus. Good morning. Hello, Bill.
Yeah.
You're up.
Okay.
What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing? I'm just trying to win the tickets for next weekend.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
That sounds good.
Well, I wish you luck.
Good luck to you.
Yeah, and I guess that's about it.
Well,
who would you take with you?
Just a fishing buddy.
There you
awesome.
Go.
Awesome. That'd be super.
Cool.
Yeah, we're going to go out to the Pasadena show today.
Gotcha. We'll have a good time.
All righty.
All right, man. Yep. Talk soon. Thanks.
All right. Bye.
All right, Bill. Bye-bye.
Have a good one.
410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Hey, you know, I'd like to welcome you to the 76th National Outdoor Show. We can't say annual anymore because there were 2 weeks, 2 years off in 2021 and 2022 because of COVID. Schools were shut down. Schools were still locked down last year, last February. So the National Outdoor Show could not take place in the South Dorchester School.
It's so nice in that school, too.
Yep. But this year, Friday and Saturday, next Friday and Saturday, February 24th and 25th, we'll see you at 3485 Golden Hill Road, Church Creek, Maryland. Admission just $8 for adults, $4 per child. It's home of the World Muskrat Skinning Championship. You're now in muskrat country, the heartland of sportsmen, trappers, watermen, and wildlife. We're proud to show you the best that comes from our boot-sucking marshes and the flowing water that surrounds them. Most of all, we hope to share the unique spirit and character of our hard-working people who keep one foot in a technologically savvy world and the other stuck deep in our traditional old ways. Old school ways. There's a weekend of fun for the whole family with entertaining contests and educational exhibits. There's leisurely shopping for all, and I know Robin will be there to shop for the bling for sure. You can savor the and some of those special foods that those women down there put together.
Oh, they have good food.
They do.
I won't eat the muskrat.
They say you can savor local seafood delicacies, and just because you don't like muskrat doesn't mean a lot of people do.
People love it.
I know.
Absolutely love it, and they swear it's the best down there, so enjoy.
Muskrat cooked the old-fashioned way. Enjoy the heartland of Maryland, Dorchester County. It's Friday and Saturday, February 24th and 25th, 2023. That's next weekend. See you at the 76th National Outdoor Show. If you'd like more information, visit nationaloutdoorshow.org, O-R-G. Hey, you know, Spurrier's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama, Spurrier's Tire Service has tires for your car, your truck, with any make or model. And you know what? Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for any machine, from your backyard to your barnyard, garden tractors, farm tractors, all the farm equipment, even your lawnmower and wheelbarrow. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, including checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle when that check engine light comes on. 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurrier's customers, including me, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton. That number is 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurrierstire.com. That number, 410-822-7384. Did I say there's no appointment needed for tires? Yep, 410-822-7384 for Spurrier's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex, just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you.
Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation. And men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind.
All righty. Let's talk to Clay in Owings Mills. Good morning, Clay. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well.
Hey, I just wanted to make a comment. Long ago, my moose lodge was the Bay Country Moose out near Graysonville.
Mm-hmm. I used to go there, Clay.
And great place. I loved it.
Yep.
But they had, a couple times a year, they had a wild game banquet. And I'm going to say this was in the early 80s, maybe 81. Was the first time I ever tried marsh rabbit, muskrat.
Right.
And it was so good, I fell in love with it. I've never had it since there. Because I don't know anybody can make it. But muskrat, it was made like a Swiss steak kind of thing. And it was so good, it was awesome.
Now that would be good, made like a Swiss steak.
Mm-hmm.
What we had was basically just a
stew.
Muskrat stew with the whole muskrat in it. And not sure if we had an off day or whatever, but I could tolerate it. Robin didn't like it.
I didn't like it because it had little bones in it.
Because of the little bones. But oh, I'll tell you, at the time, Addie Eckert, our representative, we handed that to her, and she said, oh, I will take that. And she took it and gobbled that thing down. So
you want a funny fact, just a funny fact?
Okay.
My first wedding reception was at the Bay Area Moose Lodge.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Your first wedding reception?
Was there.
Okay.
We did not have wild game.
That was like eight husbands back from me.
Yeah, about eight.
Huh? Ooh.
About eight.
Yeah, about that. So
looking for number nine.
Looking for number nine. I'm Henry the Eighth. I am.
I was just going to say. So you're Henry the Eighth, aren't you?
Yep. Wouldn't have a Willie or Sam. So. No Sam. No. I'm her eighth old man called Henry. Henry the Eighth. I am. So, and if anybody doesn't get that, too bad. You didn't live it.
Herman Hermit.
Absolutely, you got it right there, right on the button, Clay. That's for sure. So,
anyway,
come on down to Dorchester, and you can eat some muskrat.
Yeah, there you go.
I would love to be there. I would love to get tickets, but I can't make it. So let somebody else have them.
Well, we appreciate that, buddy.
I would love to be there, but maybe next time.
Maybe next time.
I hope so. Maybe we'll meet you there.
Yep. So.
Yeah, I'd love that. Absolutely. Have a great week, folks.
Thanks,
too,
Clay. Appreciate it.
It's always great to hear from you.
Yes, sir.
You as well. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
There goes Clay.
Have you heard from Stan lately?
Yeah, he calls in. Yeah.
Okay, I just hadn't heard from him.
Yeah, he calls in. He's, the week you weren't with me when I went up to Baltimore, I think he called in then.
So. I gotcha.
I see him. He messages me on our page from time to time.
Cool.
Or on my page, whatever. I don't know much about Facebook. Marty Gary got me on Facebook.
No, he doesn't.
Marty Gary got me on Facebook. This is the greatest thing. And, of course, Marty, he's proficient at it. I'm not. I mean, I know how to post something. I know how to, you know,
sometimes.
Reply sometimes. But I usually depend on Robin for that. I put one on yesterday, I guess. I put one on in the morning.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, I did. So, but I will tell you, we've had some impressive Facebook response at Bucks Bear Stags. I was just looking at it here. Since Bobby put the Bobby Newton's one of our administrators too. We put the that record book stag alert on. So far this morning, we've reached 12,505 people.
Wow.
Yeah. We put February 10th, we put the largest 8-point we believe it ever measured in Maryland on there. Jay Downs from right here in Caroline County reached 21,188 people. So that's pretty good. We get some good participation on our Facebook page. So we have over 6,000 people like our page, and we're just very happy with all of that. And a lot of comments, you know. So new followers every day. So social media does make a difference, especially when you have something that's interesting to people, like our Maryland record book. So 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. You know, our friends at Backyard Billy's, we're getting ready for spring, and you know, if you're out and about on the Eastern Shore this weekend, why not make a little trip up there to Kent Island, Graysonville area? And you know, spring, summer's right around the corner. That yard of yours and ours looks terrible right now. All that brown grass, and anyway, it'll green up soon. And you know, you'll want to get out in that backyard. You'll want to get out on your deck, and you might want to consider a new barbecue grill. You might want to look at a new outside arrangement with tables and chairs. Well, Backyard Billy's is the place to go. Summer's coming soon. Time to dress up that backyard for fun times with your family and friends. Backyard Billy's on Kent Island is your go-to place for making backyards fun. Giant selection of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs. They have over 300 Adirondack chairs in stock you can choose from. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44. And you'll find gym sets and tiki bars and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard with free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. So inside Backyard Billy's huge, giant, enormous showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills. They've got the pellet grills by Traeger with the smart technology that you can control the temperature and so forth from your phone. The big green egg, the Kamado Joe. And there's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and freestanding deck umbrellas to put shade over your entire deck. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle, theme, and budget. And you know what? Backyard Billy's is the fireplace premier and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBilly's.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week, today and tomorrow. Route 50, Exit 44. Graysonville, your backyard is going to look great. Backyard Billy's, 410-827-4500. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex in Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services.
Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Robin Hood and Little John walking through the forest, laughing back and forth at what the other has to say. Reminiscing this and that and having such a good time. Oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly, golly, what a day. Never ever thinking there was danger in the water they were drinking, they just guzzled it down. Never dreaming that a scheming sheriff and his posse was watching them and gathering around. Robin Hood and Little John running through the forest, jumping fences, dodging trees and trying to get away. Contemplating nothing but escaping, finally making it. Oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly, golly, what a day.
Yep.
You
like that song?
I love that song.
I know. Hey, Joe has a riddle for you, Robin.
Okay.
What has many keys but cannot open a single lock?
Piano.
That was too easy. Too easy, Joe.
I had to sit here and think about it for a second.
Yeah, gotcha.
I didn't know it.
I haven't heard any really good ones lately. I really haven't. There's been some funny stuff on Facebook, you know.
We didn't talk about the Super Bowl commercial.
Well, we'll talk about it.
That one that was a local commercial. Okay.
Michael and Sons.
I don't know if you're going to be mad if I mention the name, but I got to give them props, okay? It was so good. If you can't, we can is their slogan. And they got this little balloon floating across the air. They have a little pin and they pop it. And I just thought that was the best, probably the most cost-efficient, funniest commercial I saw all night.
It was only, what, 10 seconds?
Uh-huh.
Something like that?
Yeah, it was perfect.
Yeah.
It was so perfect.
If you can't, we can. Yeah, and it showed this little...
Popped that little balloon.
It showed this little dart going up and popping the balloon. And
excuse me.
That was the end of the commercial. It was funny.
It was perfect. And the balloon popped, you see their truck behind it.
Yep.
You know, and I thought, you couldn't do, whoever their marketing team was or whoever in the office came up with that, it looked like something somebody in the office would come up with, okay?
Yeah.
It was perfect. It was like, you couldn't have, for the times and what was going on, what's still going on, okay, we're shooting down little hobby balloons with the $427,000 missile or whatever it was.
Right.
I heard that last night about how to hard. Look, there's Michael and Sons on TV.
There it is, right there. How about that?
It's
amazing. Robin and I will be talking about something, and all of a sudden an ad will pop up for just what we've been talking about on our phone. Now, you tell me there's not something going on. I'm telling you what it is. It's this stupid, what's this thing called that you have in the corner here?
It's not even hooked up.
Alexa, are you hooked up?
No, don't do that. Oh, my God. Oh.
Anyway, she's talking to me.
I know, but she's not hooked up.
Well, why is she talking to me?
Telling me why she's not hooked up.
I got it. Well, good. Robin, you got to say something.
Everybody, get out, stay safe, have a super day, and don't let Alan work on anything electronic in your house.
Amen to that.